the 13th presidential election. Iran's 13th presidential election is going to be held on 18th of June. On that day, the 8th president of the Islamic Republic of Iran will be elected through the direct vote of the people. In view of this and the importance of election in the Islamic Republic of Iran's system of government, we have devoted a number of programs to this issue, and we will deal with it in detail to review the electoral system in Iran and the status of elections in the Islamic Republic of Iran's constitution. Elections in Iran is one of the most important pillars of religious popular rule. This importance stems from the determining role of people's vote in the elections, which paves the way for serious competition and for factional politics. In less than 1 month, the 13th presidential election in Iran will be held, and the 8th president of the Islamic Republic of Iran will be elected to office. The previous round of the presidential election was held 4 years ago. Concurrent with this important election, the 6th round of municipal and local elections, the city and village council elections, will also be held in Iran. Elections, especially presidential election, is one of the most important events in which people's direct participation and people's turnout is the all-decisive. This election, due to the position of the president in the political system of Iran and the authority invested in the president, has a very special importance. Naturally, the president is the head of the executive branch of the government. His duties and responsibilities are quite considerable. In the Islamic Republic system, there is often a division of branches of the executive branch of the government, which is independent from the other two branches, the legislative and the judicial branches. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has emphasized on many occasions the importance of presidential elections in Iran. For example, in 2013, the leader called holding the election as one of the honors of the Iranian nation. The leader said, "The day in which there was talk of election, since the beginning of the constitutional movement till the era of the Islamic Republic, before that such words were meaningless, in the true sense of the word. A real nationwide election had not occurred in Iran. Even during the national movement period, although there was a real election, it was below the dignity of the Iranian nation, so that people would turn out from the remote villages to vote at ballot boxes, recognize the candidates themselves, know themselves, vote themselves. This took place only in the Islamic Republic, and our great Imam was the innovator, designer and engineer of this structure. From the very beginning, he insisted that a referendum should be held as soon as possible to determine the ruling system. As in the revolutions in the world, such work take place after 3 years, 3, 4, or 5 years, or even more. But in the Islamic Republic, the referendum took place within less than 50 days after the victory of the Islamic Revolution. And that massive and great number, with such a high proportion, came to the ballot box and voted for the Islamic Republic. That what they voted in is the second issue. The first issue is that people showed that their entire being, that they are present in the arena and are ready for undertaking decision-making and determining the future of the country. The ground for this was set and founded from there and then, and we continue to this day. On the occasion of the 25th anniversary of the passing away of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, said, "In the model of the Islamic Republic, not only the popular rule and religion are not separated from each other, but also popular rule stems from religion. Let not some people think that our great Imam adopted election from the Western culture and mixed it with Islamic thought and Islamic law. No, if election and popular rule and relying on people's vote had not been part of religion and had not been learnt from Islamic laws, the Imam would not have had any commitment. That frank and decisive person expressed the issue. This is part of our religion. The Islamic law should be observed. And the management affairs in this system is done by popular rule. And that relies on people's vote. This is the main pillar of the Great Imam's movement. And again, the leader of the Islamic Revolution in March of 2013 said, "When you choose the president, it means that you put all the executive tracks of the country in the hands of a person who is elected by the people and rises from your vote and your will. When you choose the members of parliament, it means that you cede legislation and also supervision of the executive branch to the people that you have chosen, and they have been duly elected to office. Therefore, it is you, the people, who choose. This means people's power in administration of the country's affairs and people's control over the country's fate. This is not a trivial matter or a small thing. This means everything to us." In a democratic society, it is the voters who elect qualified persons and officials for a specific post by using their votes. Article 56 of Iran's constitution has recognized the right to determine the fate of the source of political authority. Moreover, other articles of the constitution have expressed the method of exercising this right and the tools for putting the votes into practice. Article 6 of the Constitution stresses that in the Islamic Republic of Iran, the administration of affairs of the country is dependent on public vote. Political analyst Saleh Iskandari says, "President who is elected with the direct votes of the people and as the second most powerful person in the country takes over the administrative and executive affairs of the country, enjoys extraordinary high power in that all facilities, resources, authorities, duties, and legal rights have been considered in the Constitution in proportion with this position." Well, dear listeners, political experts and academics maintain that republicanism is the best form of government. The most important political achievement of the Islamic Revolution has been the foundation of the Islamic Republic of Iran government. Because popular power, republicanism, is combined in the system with divine rule, or Islam. Until our next program, goodbye and God bless.